This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Jeremiah chapter 44, Leroy looks at false assurance, the most dangerous spiritual condition of all. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
As I have talked with people over the years, I've noticed a great deal of confusion over the assurance of salvation. There are multiplied thousands of people who have never received Christ as their Savior and Lord, and yet they feel very confident that they will go to heaven, if there is a heaven. They have a false assurance that everything is right between themselves and God. In today's passage, we find the prophet Jeremiah preaching to a group of people with a false assurance about their relationship with God. In Jeremiah chapter 43, we are told that a group of Jews had left the land of Judah and gone to live in Egypt in direct disobedience to God's command. They thought that in Egypt they would be safe from all the calamity of their homeland. They burned incense and worshipped a deity called the Queen of Heaven, whom they believed would bring them health and prosperity. When the prophet Jeremiah warned them, we find their reply in Jeremiah 44, verse 16. "We will not listen to the message you have spoken to us in the name of the Lord. We will certainly do everything we said we would. We will burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and will pour out drink offerings to her." And the people were convinced that everything would be all right. A few years ago, my secretary bought a used car that had lots of rust. It had come from a northern state where they used salt on the roads in the winter. But it seemed to be mechanically sound, and she had been assured that everything was all right. One day, she took it to a mechanic in Colorado Springs for a minor engine adjustment, and later in that day, I received a call from this man. He told me that the car was in such bad condition, he could not allow this young woman to drive it out of his shop. The frame was almost completely rusted through in one place and was literally about to break. She had been driving with a false assurance. Today, there are millions of people who place their faith in the wrong things and therefore have a false assurance regarding their spiritual destiny. Some trust in the fact that they are members of a church or that they have been baptized or confirmed. Some trust in their good works or a moving experience they once had on a weekend retreat. But the Bible urges us to place our confidence only in Jesus Christ. Have you received Him as your Lord and Savior? Have you placed your faith and your confidence in Him? Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you walk confidently as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we'd like to send you a free copy of the booklet, Going On with Christ. This practical booklet will help you claim God's promises and walk in them each day. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for your free copy of Going On with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the only antidote for arrogance, as we study Jeremiah chapters 46 through 49. On Daily Discipleship.